If Stone Mountain had an official troubadour, his name would be Tony Taylor. WABE's Tasneem Shama introduces us to the 62-year-old accidental entertainer.
On the largest freestanding rock in North America, Tony Taylor is a fixture.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Like clockwork, Tony hikes the 1 mile up Stone Mountain every 48 hours, all the while singing and playing his Carlos guitar.
Forget me, I think I remember you dead.
Lots of people walk up with instruments and play them at the top, but I actually sing and play guitar as I walk, which is kind of amazing to some people, especially at my advanced age.
It took years of practice to master walking, singing, and playing. Tony was first drawn to Stone Mountain about 20 years ago after a difficult divorce.
Initially, I was just looking for a place to go practice my guitar. And off the trail in the woods, I could sit on a big boulder and just practice. And so over the years, I've just eventually ended up closer to the people because they would hide around me and applaud when I would finish, and I didn't know anybody was listening.
This one goes up to the one.
There are dozens of videos of him online playing
this
his guitar. He plays a lot of R.E.M., Bob Dylan, Neil Young, but his favorite?
I like Adele. She kind of paralleled a lot of my feelings. You know, those songs she writes that are really, really well received are the ones after she broke up with her boyfriend and I had had a big breakup.
But I set fire to the rain, watched it pour as I touched your face.
Tony's day job is fixing up homes in the neighborhood. In the summer, you'll find him shirtless with a baseball cap that says Plum Tony.
When I was a teenager, I noticed that countries appoint poet laureates. And I didn't have a country to appoint me. So I appointed myself Poet Laureate of Universal Man, PLUM.
He says all the attention makes him uncomfortable, but he naturally draws a crowd. Robert Berta is visiting Stone Mountain from West Virginia, and he's already a fan of his music.
It's heart-touching to the soul.
He's sitting with his wife, Melva Shrewsbury, at the bottom steps of the flag porch.
We tried to get up to the top, but we stopped because it was too steep. But this is nice to have him singing and playing music on the way back down.
Stone Mountain attracts people from all over the world. And for Taylor, it's what he leans on.
It's something that is not going to go away. It's a rock, and it's a big darn rock. Although everything around it changes constantly, the rock essentially stays the same. And it holds a lot of quiet places to just sit and think.
This magic moment.
Tasneem Shama, WABE News.
Different answer.